brothers and sisters in Christ. Today we celebrate the memorial of Saint André Bisset, a religious and one who actually lived in our diocese for a period of his life in his youth. I'm told that he lived in Fall River, in the seat of the diocese, and worked for a time in the textile mills in Connecticut. This was in the early part of his life before he became a religious. So we have an intercessor who knows us in a certain personal way from having lived here among the people of this diocese years ago. Saint André Bisset is French-Canadian, and he was orphaned at a young age, and because of that and the turbulence, you know, this disruption in his earlier life, he didn't receive an education. And when he tried his hand at various trades and couldn't seem to get anywhere with those, at the age of 15, then he sought to enter into the Congregation of the Holy Cross, which also has a local presence, the Stonehill College, just up in Easton, about 40 minutes from here, was founded by the congregation to which he belonged. And so he sought to enter into this congregation, but because of his deficiencies, humanly speaking, and also ill health, they were inclined not to give him admittance after novitiate. He was going to be sent away. His bishop, then, the bishop interceded on his behalf, and they accepted him. And he was given the very humble task of being the doorkeeper at a school for youth in Montreal. He jokes that when he asked to enter into the order, they showed him the door, and I stayed, he said, for 40 years. So in that humble position that he had, he was able to do great things, and the secret to his success was a great devotion to Saint Joseph, which he had from his youth. And in his little quarters there, he had a window that faced Mount Royal, or Montreal. And at that time, there was nothing there, but he had the little image of Saint Joseph on the windowsill, and he would sit facing that mountain, and he prayed and he predicted that someday that Saint Joseph would be honored in a very special way there on that mountain. And with his great devotion to Saint Joseph, Saint André then also exercised a great charity, and he had a special love for the afflicted and the poor and the sick, especially the sick. And he would take some oil from the lamp that burned in front of the statue of Saint Joseph, and with that oil would anoint the sick person and encourage them to seek healing, to pray for healing through the intercession of Saint Joseph. And many, many people began to receive a healing. So at a certain point, praying again that he could honor Saint Joseph in a special way there on Mount Royal, the land was not being freed up. The people who owned it were sitting on it and they wouldn't sell it. The congregation, his congregation, sought to buy some land and it was just stonewalled. Until Saint André, Brother André at the time, and some of his friends went up on the mountain and planted these medals of Saint Joseph. And then all of a sudden, the landowners decided to sell a parcel of the land. And that was the beginning of St. Joseph's oratory, which in the beginning was just, he had $200 with which to begin this construction, and he did, and the money ran out when all there were some walls, and he had no way to finish it at that point, so he put an image of St. Joseph there under the open sky and said, if St. Joseph wants a roof over his head, he'll have to take care of it. And the money came in. We're talking about the time, before the Depression, or at the time, around the time of the Depression, but the money started to come in. In 1910, so about 25 years before his death, St. Andre, somebody must have written about him. The little biography I read said that news started to spread about him and propelled him to international fame. So this must have helped the cause. You know, all of these healings, and his effort to build this little oratory brought a lot of attention, so much so that people started to come by the hundreds to seek his intercession, Blessed Andre's, St. Andre's intercession, and many, many received. It's estimated that from 1910 then until his death in 1937, that 10,000 people received a healing. The crutches that were left behind, such as you see also at other shrines, such as Lourdes, began to pile up. And upon his death, it's said that about 1 million people came to pay him honor at St. Joseph's Oratory before he was buried. So this, humanly speaking, weak and insignificant religious, because of his great love and his devotion to St. Joseph, was able to accomplish things that great prelates can't get done. The building of a huge basilica and the spread of a great devotion to St. Joseph, who is the universal patron of the church, or the patron of the universal church, I should say. Lesson we can take away from the example of St. Andre Bessette is that truth that we hear in the sacred scripture, that God exalts the humble, as he did for Our Lady, who was the most humble, and for St. Andre Bessette, a very humble man who just committed himself to serving God and to serving his neighbor with great love and without any pretense of special gifts of his own. Everything he did, he said, well, it wasn't me, it was St. Joseph. And he always encouraged others to seek intercession through St. Joseph. So, saints like Andre Bessette should give all of us courage that no matter what our limitations, God can use our goodwill and use it to do even great things if we just simply are faithful and then, as St. Andre did, also give glory to God and to his saints, directing others to seek the intercession. And I think what was accomplished in the life of Blessed St. Andre, both in terms of what we see, the visible structure that still to this day draws millions of pilgrims every year in Montreal, and all of the thousands of people who attested to the healings, which were also verified by doctors' testimony, many of them, that this is a sign, we could say, for those who lack faith, there you go. You see, the power of prayer is not just a fiction or a figment of the imagination. There's proof that these things were accomplished by someone who should not have been able to do these things, humanly speaking, but did through the grace of God. So let us be edified by the example of St. Andre, and let us also heed his wisdom, and in all our needs and necessities, remember St. Joseph, to whom our Savior was entrusted on this earth, and trust in St. Joseph, the spouse of chaste spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and like them, seek to humble ourselves before God, and if God so wishes, he can exalt us. Praise be Jesus and Mary.